Hello, everyone. Welcome on this Friday morning Zoom. How's it going? Coach Lisa is here. She is going to be in the chat and in the Q&A to answer all of your questions. If Zoom will quit jumping around and acting a fool. Oh, my God. Shit. Look at this thing. I'm gonna wait a minute, Lisa, because it's not acting right. And I've given my dog a toy to hopefully keep him quiet during this call. So if you can see, you see the microphone? He's at the foot of the microphone. There's that. He's a little bit wild in the street today. So Lisa, I'm gonna try one more time. It's not like, oh, it's gonna let me, I think it's gonna work, Lisa. God bless. So Lisa will be here with us typing in all caps. Yeah, you already said it. Thank you, Lisa. She's not yelling. She's not yelling at you at all. All right. We are here to talk all about accountability. Who is excited? Yes, we are the dream team, Amber. We are. First of all, I want to say how proud I am of each and every one of you who are posting for Wear the Damn Thing. I have been like, I'm going to the beach next week, and I even pulled out some bathing suits that maybe I would not typically wear. And I was like, I'm gonna wear the damn thing. Y'all been wearing the damn thing. I'm gonna wear the damn thing. So I'm wearing the damn thing this next week. I will be posting in the Facebook group. So just kudos to y'all for stepping outside of your comfort zone and just wearing the damn thing, you know? And I even like, you know, you think like coaches, whatever. I love this neckline on this top, but I do not love these sleeves so much. And I'll tell you why. Look at that, y'all. That's, you know, this is from being overweight. That's what I'm left with, right? And I was thinking today, that doesn't look good. I'm like, listen, who gives a fuck? I love this shirt. So that's what I'm doing. I'm wearing the damn thing today. So there you go. A little bit uncomfortable, but I love the neckline. I don't give a fuck about my arms. And if anybody gives a fuck about my arms, it's their own personal fucks. I don't give a fuck about their fucks. So there you go. I'm saying fuck a lot today. All right. So we are going to talk about accountability. First, I want to talk about what we have done. Listen, I'm about to have to go put him in his crate. I'm going to talk about what we've done in accountability. So we started accountability kind of on a whim. A member actually started it. She kind of volunteered and set people up. And then it morphed into us hiring our accountability goddess, Heidi. And it just was not set up to be lush like everything else in NoBS is. And so when I took over kind of the internal side of NoBS, I knew that we really needed to level up accountability. And the only way to do that was to burn that bitch to the ground, which is what we have done. We have burned it to the ground and we are rebuilding it. What does that mean? June 1st of this year was when we burnt down our old process and started our new process. So if you have asked for an accountability partner or been set up with an accountability partner by us, June 1st, 2023, and after, you are in the new process. You do not have to register your group. We set you up. We've got you in the process. We have you taken care of. If you were set up by us before June 1st of this year, even if it was the last day of May, you must register your accountability group. Everybody must register. So if you're in a group with four people, each of you need to fill out the form. Okay. If you created an accountability group on your own, we know that they organically happen either because like camp Zoom rooms are a great example of where accountability is formed. At camp, that's where I found my accountability group. In the Facebook group, maybe you joined with a friend and you're like, you know, me and my girlfriend, we are our own accountability group, or your mama or your sister. We want to be able to support y'all too. So all of those people, everybody needs to fill out the form. If you were put in a group by us after June 1st, you do not need to go back and fill out that form. What happens when you put your email address and stuff in that form? It creates a tag for you that says, I am in accountability. It's me, I'm in accountability, so that we can email you, we can send you shit, we can do digital things, well, all the things, right? And so everybody must fill out the form to get the tag. So if one person does it, that only that person has the tag. Everybody in the group needs the tag. So you need to make sure that you all, everybody in your group has filled out the form. Okay. Kim, Kim says her group has got 60. Y'all are probably in a Facebook group. Just fill out a couple of names, but just make sure everybody in that group fills out the form. All 60 of y'all need to fill out that form. Just put a couple of names in there. That's totally fine. Is this the same link we used to sign up for the call? No. And, it's the disabilities group. So if that is your accountability group, you know, subgroups are, you know, a little bit different. What this accountability groups is not necessarily subgroups. It's the people that you connect with every day. It's the people that you hold accountable every single day. The people that you share your plans with and your deepest struggles and you get feedback from. And if it is that disability group and everybody in there wants to be tagged as in an accountability group, that's fine. But it's not necessarily a Facebook subgroup. All right. Oh, thank you. I'm in two groups. You can register both of your groups. So when you fill out the form, it'll say, once you register one group, it'll say, do you have another group that you want to register? And you say yes or no, whatever. And now we're going to know, like if you have an accountability partner that leaves No BS, we're going to know. And we can reach out to you and say, hey, are you going to keep working with this person? Or do you want us to set you up with a new accountability partner? So we just want to make sure that we have you, we know you, we're able to send you stuff. So the last Monday of every month, so it's the 26th, I believe, for this month, we will be sending out for anybody who's registered or who we've put in an accountability group since June 1st, you'll be getting a monthly accountability newsletter. That's why everybody needs to fill out that form so they'll be tagged as an accountability. That's where we get our email list from. So we will be taking a deeper dive into the monthly challenges. I kind of mapped out y'all's first one. We are doing Drop It Like It's Hot. And I have included in that email a ton of ideas for each week. I break down each single week and Drop It Like It's Hot and give you suggestions and ideas about how to participate. You'll also be getting another email on June 1st with your own digital swag. It will not go on the monthly challenge page, monthly weight loss challenge page. You will be getting your own email with your own accountability swag. Jane says, what if you've never taken the plunge and signed up for an accountability group? I'm sorry, I've been sitting on the fence for ages. Not everybody wants to be in accountability. And that's fine. We have a lot of solo artists inside of No BS, and they just don't want anybody. You can sign up for a partner or a group if you would like. But if accountability is not for you, then it's not for you. It's not for everybody, and that's okay. If your group has previous members in it, do we register them too? You can put them on the form, but they're not going to get all the swag, and they're not in No BS anymore, so they will not be getting emails and all that other stuff. If you aren't sure you want an accountability group or partner, then don't fill out the form until you are ready and you're ready to say, I would like an accountability partner or group. Yeah, it's not for, I say it all the time on those 30-day plan calls. Everything we have inside of No BS is available to you, but it may not be for you. Okay. Accountability isn't for everybody, y'all. It's just not. And that's okay. But for a lot of people, it is. We remember, we're serving 13, 14,000 women. And we want everybody to find the support and the love and the path, their own path to their weight loss. And for a lot of people, it includes accountability. And for a lot of people, it doesn't. And that's okay. You can be in more than one group, Judith. For those on the fence, it's not hard to leave a group if it's just not working. A little awkward, but you aren't permanently there. Perfect. That's exactly right. So when you if we sign you up with an accountability group, we'll send you an email in a few days and you'll be able to click on a link and say, hey, I haven't heard from them. Can you help a sister out? We'll reach out to the group and say, hey, what happened? Did y'all get set up? What's going on? All through the first month of that accountability, you'll be able to click a link on an email that says, our group is stuck. We're not connecting like I thought we would. And then at the end of the month, you'll have the opportunity to click a link and say, I'd like another group. I'm going to stick with my group. Or I want to leave a group and I just don't think accountability is right for me. Heidi will be emailing you and having conversation back and forth and either set you up or give you advice about how to leave the group if you're not wanting to be in the group. We've decided just to support you in this entire accountability journey if it's something that you choose. And then in July, to make sure that we kick it off in a mighty way, there are going to be two grand prizes next month. We're going to have a thermometer on the website, pounds lost in the membership. So every week, whatever your weigh-in day is, you'll go on the website on the monthly weight loss challenge. You'll tell us how much weight you lost. We're adding it up the whole entire month. We're going to make that thermometer rise. We got a ton of prizes, but the grand prize for individuals will be 4 30-minute private coaching sessions with Corinne. And if you are in an accountability group or have an accountability partner and you are registered with us, she's giving away 4 a private accountability group coaching calls with Corinne. So you'll get to go on there with your group or your partner, 4 30-minute private calls with Corinne, whether you have one person in your group or 10 people in your group. You'll just be able to come on and do all that. So, girl, Mickey, I know. So make sure you get registered, or if you're interested in signing up, just go over there. We've changed everything we're asking. If you've done it in the past, now we're asking how much weight have you lost? How much weight do you have to lose? How old are you? How many times are you going to be checking in every week with your group? So we are really changing how we set the group up. So enough about that. Let's talk, for those of you that are in accountability, let's talk about how to have a kick-ass accountability summer and not a fuck-it accountability summer. So really, when I was thinking about this and what I really did want to talk about, those sorts of things, it comes down to communication. Now is a great time for you to go back to your accountability group. A lot of people have different schedules in the summer. Maybe we've got teachers, you know, maybe we've got stay-at-home moms who had a ton of time during the day and now they have their kiddos all day long. And so now's a great time to say, okay, I know this is how we've been communicating all school year, or, you know, for the last several months. Summer, whose plans are changing? Whose schedules are changing? Are we still able to connect like we did? It's time to even look at, like, maybe you've been a texting group. Maybe you'll want to try Marco Polo for a little bit. Now is a great time to reassess your group, no matter how long you've been together, and just see where y'all are at and decide what your summer schedule for check-in is going to be. So maybe y'all talk all day long, every damn day, and then people's kids are home. And you're like, where is everybody? You feel like you've been ghosted. So you want to just have that communication. This dog, y'all. You want to have that communication with your group and decide how you're going to talk, connect, how many times a day, a week, all of that stuff. Now's the time to revisit that. The other thing is, People go on vacations in the summer. I'm going on vacation next week. My accountability group knows that I am going on vacation. They also know what that means. I am with my family. We are sitting on a beach. You may not hear from me all week long. They know that. I let them know that so that they're not in the Marco Polo going, well, what happened to MJ? Maybe she don't like us no more. I just hate being ghosted. That MJ is such a bitch. I can't believe that she would just ghost us like this. Like, really? You want to let your accountability group know. Like, hey, I may check in. I don't know what this vacation is going to look like. If we get swept away as a family, just enjoying each other and having a big time, y'all may not hear from me next week. I'm coming back on this date. I'm like, for me, I'm coming back on Saturday. I'll get in touch with you by Monday. So you still may not hear from me on Sunday, but on Monday, I'm going to get back after it. Yep. Oh, hold on one second. The dog has got he pulled my paper down. I did take him on a 2-mile walk this morning. But that apparently did not stop his puppy ways. The other thing that you want to talk about is how much time you have to check in, especially with Marco Polo. And, you know, people either have way more time in the summer or way less time in the summer, typically. That's what I have found just talking to women. It's like, I got all the time now. It's so much better for me. And then some people are like, my days are just swamped. Go ahead and decide how much time you're going to spend per video, especially if you're doing Marco Polo. It may be like, you know what? I think in the summer, no more than 2 minutes. If you want to have a side conversation with another friend in the accountability group, you can just polo them separately and have some conversation. But as far as the accountability check-in is concerned, like, it's only 2 minutes. That's all we're doing. You just go ahead and decide. Y'all got to have that conversation, open lines of communication with your partner, with your group. So it really just does come down to just taking some time and deciding what you're going to do and how you're going to connect with each other during the summer. Another thing that you can do, a lot of people have more urges during the summer. They just do. So it's great for y'all to say like, hey, you know what? This summer, I know that we typically don't check in as much, but you know, a lot of times, a lot of us are going to be going to cookouts. Some of us may be even drinking some, sitting by the pool, the smorgasbord of food. Could we just be a little bit more responsive in Marco Polo? If I have a urge or whatever, like if there's four of you, well, you know, can we just leave our notifications for Marco Polo on this summer to check in with each other? That's another great conversation to have to see if you do want to hold yourself accountable in the moment. We used to have a accountability group that, like, if they were ordering McDonald's for their kids, they would just turn the video on and say, like, I'm ordering for my kid. I'm getting a Happy Meal. I am just going to have you, like, just fast forward. I don't want to order anything for myself. So that's another really good conversation to have. If you want to be someone who checks in, you know, like during an urge, you know what? I can't even read. Katana says, what's Marco Polo? Marco Polo is a free app that you can download. A lot of our accountability groups connect that way. If you are overseas, we suggest you use WhatsApp. Some people use a Facebook group. Some people do texting. There's all different ways that you can connect with your accountability group. But you want to just have the conversations with your people. Decide, are we all in on the monthly weight loss challenges in the summer? Are we dropping it like it's hot with Corinne in July for her birthday? You can go ahead and decide all of that ahead of time. The other thing I want to talk about, especially for the bigger groups that have Marco Polo or text or whatever, I'm just going to tell you, When I would leave for vacation, I've been in a ton of different groups. When I would go on vacation and come back, I would say, I've been gone for 7 days. I have not listened to a video. I would come on and there'd be like 47 messages on Marco Polo. And then for a while, I would feel overwhelmed. Oh my God, I got to check and respond. That's just too much. I don't think I can do that. There's no way I can listen to all that. That's going to take me hours. Or I would delay checking in with my group until I had listened to all the videos. In the meantime, my group's still connecting, creating more videos. So it would be like a whole nother week before I felt caught up enough to like check in with my group or go back and read all the text messages, all that kind of stuff. I would just get on Marco Polo and be like, give me the cliff notes. If I miss something, let me know. Not that I don't love you, but I ain't listened to all these videos about what happened this whole week. Nobody ever got mad. Nobody. Nobody ever got mad. I would just say, y'all have been talking a lot since I've been gone. If I miss something good, tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to assume you're good. So I just wouldn't go back and listen to them. You can totally do that. That is your right as a person who has time and a life. I'm giving you permission right now to say that to your group. And it's not that they don't love you. It's not that you don't love them. You just want to get back to life. It doesn't matter what, Joan ate on Tuesday and now it's Sunday. You don't need to go and comment on her plan from Tuesday. That day is gone and done. You don't need to worry about that day. Just pick up and move on. It's just like anytime you like make a mistake or something, right? Like you could go back and ruminate, visit on it, all that other kind of stuff, but you got to go forward. You just got to, pick up where you are and go forward from there. So don't feel like you have to check in on everything. That is really how you're going to create a summer for your people. When you have that initial conversation of how much are we going to talk during the summer and you don't hear from somebody, you've got their phone number, shoot them a quick text, just checking on you, haven't heard from you, making sure you're okay. Don't leave them out lingering. And then they may text back and be like, shit, I forgot to tell you. I was going on vacation. Or they may say, I'm having a bad day. I'm so thankful you reached out. Just a quick, I'm missing you text for your people. Go get them. Like lost little sheep. And maybe they're lost and maybe they need to be found. But maybe they just didn't check in and tell you they were going to the beach for a week. Let me see. Any questions about summers, how you're going to make summer work in your accountability group? Any questions? I have, I have a couple of hand raised and I don't know if that is because you actually have a question or not, but here's what we've got. We've got 30 minutes. I've given you my best tips and tricks for accountability. If not checking in with your group while you're on vacation, not responding to messages for when you've been gone, if any of that was like, oh, fuck, like, I don't know about that, and you want coaching on it, raise your hand. I will coach you through it. If you've got any questions about accountability, post them in the chat and in the Q&A. Yes, there is a, like, tips for getting started on the website, just go to the accountability page. And we're going to be updating them as well the further along we get in the process of this. So yes, excited. Does anybody want coaching about their accountability group, about their partner, about wanting to be in accountability and not sure about doing the summer with your accountability group? Anybody have any questions? This is going to be a short-ass call, yo. If y'all don't have any questions, we can go. I'll go write some camp emails. Getting excited for camp. Yeah, and if you've not signed up for camp, I'm doing a call tomorrow about how to, is camp right for you? There's no BS, no excuses. Oh, the accountability group shout out, the Transformers. All right, Nicole, you put your hand up. She volunteered as tribute. I'm going to promote you to panelists. Let's, the Healthy Hotties. Oh, I love these names. Susan says, I think my group may be headed in the wrong way. I don't know if some are on vacation or what. We'll reach out to them, Susan. Kimberly says, her group is silent. Can I just get reassigned? Yes, just email us at support@pnptribe.com or click questions at the bottom of any page on the No BS website, and Heidi will hook you up. Nicole, how's it going?
I was not expecting you to jump on. I'm not camera ready, but I'm going to go for it.
Listen, you're here and you're on camera. That equals camera ready.
Camera That's ready, right?
I don't have a bikini body, right?
Yeah, like,
you
have true.
A body. You put true. On a bikini, you have a bikini body. So gotcha. Here you are. Go ahead.
So one thing I was wondering about is, and I have an accountability partner right now that we're in a really great rhythm, super supportive of each other. But I think both of us kind of wonder, like, how do you always balance the encouragement, positivity with accountability? And like, because I think both of us feel like, how do we level up that accountability portion of it?
How did you already know what next month's call is about? That's exactly what we're talking about. How to level up your accountability.
Yeah.
And how, like, we were talking about this. Like, how many of y'all are like, just only supportive?
Yeah.
Just see it. Like, you know, my partner is eating a half gallon of ice cream and every single night, and you're like, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Like, how many of y'all are that way? Right. Like, yeah. So how do you, that's another thing too, about a conversation. Like, my accountability partners and I have been together forever. But they'll be like, bitch, what you doing? Like,
yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
And so it's like, how do you call somebody out? Mm-hmm. But it does come down, like, do you, some people don't want that. They just want a friend and they just want to be accountable for writing their plan. They don't want you to call them out. You've got to decide as a group, how much of a nudge does the other person or the other people in your group want?
Okay.
It's like, you almost got to get, you know, as a coach, I can't just go out on the street and coach people.
Yeah.
I have to get permission to do that. You also need permission from your group to level up your accountability with them.
Yeah. And I think current partnership, I think we're doing pretty good talking about like how to level up, but in earlier groups that haven't maybe worked out, it's like, when you're first starting to get to know each other, it's easy for it to just stay like friendly, positive. And then it's hard to, because you're just getting to know each other, sort of level that up, like you said. But the balancing the encouragement and accountability, I'm really happy you guys are talking about that next month. That'll be great.
Yeah. The best way is to call somebody out, and we'll talk a little bit more about this next month. Did you lose, gain, or maintain this week? Like, mm-hmm. always check in on your weigh-in day.
Okay.
If they gained, ask them why. Mm-hmm. What do you think went on this week? Why do you think the scale is up for you this week?
Okay.
Get their answer and then say, do you want me to help you brainstorm ways to solve that for next week? What is your plan? Okay. How can I help you be accountable for that?
Okay.
Like, that's like not even ugly. You know what I mean? Like, nobody would even pursue, and it's still asking permission every single time.
Yeah. And it's staying focused on the goal of weight loss. It's kind of keeping that central, which you can get away from easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing too, is that like, it's like whenever you decide, I think that weigh-in day check-in is more important than posting your plans. Mm. Like, I never post my plans to my group, but we'll say like, I wrote my plan. Like, you have to have rules. You got to write your plan before you get on Marco Polo or you text, period. Like, you can't get on here if you ain't done it.
Yeah.
And so if you see somebody's face, you know that they've written a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then really that weigh-in day check-in, and then check in with each other and see how you can how can we support you next week? Like, okay. I know you're not here to gain weight. You've been gaining weight for 2 weeks. What can we do to bring the train in for you? How okay. can we support you? What can we do for you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's super helpful.
I know. Us nice ladies.
We're just too nice, aren't we?
Y'all are too nice. Y'all are too nice. All right.
Thanks, MJ.
Yeah, that is a big problem. It's just the nice. We did, I don't know if y'all know, but we have a business. Corinne has a business membership, and we just did an event at the business membership a couple weeks ago. And so we had the participants at the camp give their elevator pitch. And we ran into the same problem. So they were supposed to, over the course of the next 24 hours before, like when what day one ended to day two started, they had to give their elevator pitch to like 15 people, I think, that were there for the event. And the feedback we got the next day was everybody said it's so good. It was really good. Nobody had any negative feedback. You know what Corinne made them do? She made them give their elevator pitch first thing to everybody that was sitting at their table, and nobody was allowed to give positive feedback. Everybody had to have a criticism. And I was like, it was, and the person receiving the criticism, it was easier for them because that's what they wanted. They wanted that accountability for their elevator pitch. It was harder for the people giving the criticism. And it's not even criticism. It was like how you could level it up or where you got confused or whatever. The person receiving it was wanting it. They were eager for it. They were like, tell me how I can level this up. Tell me how I can make it better. But everybody else at the table was like, I don't know about this. I don't want to make her mad. I don't want to hurt her feelings. And so they were totally uncomfortable. So it's just really like interesting how that goes, you know, like, you know, you're like, I think I'm going to hurt their feelings. But oftentimes the person is like, help me, tell me, help me level it up, help me figure it out. And you're like, you'll figure it out. So good. You know, I love you. Look how much better your thoughts are. At least you're thinking about it in a good way. At least you're not beating yourself up over the weight gain. That's a win. No. Your goal is weight loss. So we got to figure out how to, in a very loving way, help our accountability groups and partners create weight loss. So, guilt girl, make sure you come next time. Kim says in the Q&A, she wants to create a bad knee group, but it's not listed. How do I do that? So, Kim, we cannot get that specific on the form. Like, we would have a million choices. Somebody, you know, living in every city, likes wild birds, loves to fish on a bass boat. Like, we'd have to give so many. If you want to get that specific, you're going to have to go to Facebook, post about what you're looking for, find your people, and then register your group. Lindy said we're going to get mean. Don't be mean. But, I mean, did you see the conversation that I just talked about? Like, on Friday, gain, loss, or maintain, or whatever your weigh-in day is. You don't have to weigh in on Friday. But, and if somebody over a couple of weeks is like, I've gained, like, what happened? What happened? What's going on? How are you on your four basics? What does your habit tracker say? Do you know where you need to level up? How can I help you do that? Girl, I know you want to lose weight. Let's figure this shit out together. And that's not really like mean. It's just like, Let me help you, right? Melissa says, I have tried since September and haven't had any luck. I went through many groups and partners. They always just disappear or stop texting. Melissa, I'm going to ask you to try the new form, and I'm going to tell you why. The other thing, which I didn't mention earlier, is we have asked people to finish modules 1 and 2 before they sign up. Now, of course, they could lie, but we ain't a bunch of liars up in no BS. So there's that. Also, we're asking a lot, like, how long have you been in no BS? Like, all of that sort of stuff. We've totally leveled up the way that we're doing it. And like I said, you'll get emails all along the first month if you're not connecting, you'll have an option at the bottom to click a link and we will figure it out for you. So it's just, we've just totally changed how we're doing it, how we're connecting and all that kind of stuff. But it does take a few, you got to try on a few size 10 shoes before you find the right size 10 shoe. So it may not always be like a match made in heaven on the first go around, and that's okay too, but we will help you figure it out. Yeah, if anybody wants like a camp goers accountability group, post in that Facebook group for sure. Make sure that you're like, the other thing that we're going to do with accountability, like if you did a camp group, we're also going to be, you know, every month or two, just to clean up our list. If you are, you know, we'll be sending out, you'll let us know if you're no longer in an accountability group. You can let us know and we can take you out of that process. And then whenever you're ready to come back to accountability, if you are, you can just sign up or register again and get yourself back in that loop. So we've got a few really fun digital swags for y'all this time. Oh my God. Annette and Lindy are in a group talking about getting an ass whooping. They're going to change their name to Mean Girls. Y'all ain't mean. I can tell by y'all's typing, y'all not mean. Holly wants to ask a question or get coaching. Holly, here you come. Y'all could be the mean-ish girls. Mean-ish? That might be a good one. All right, Holly, you're going to have to unmute yourself and turn on your video. There you go. Here is Holly. Tell us how it's going. What do you need, Holly?
So we have an accountability group, the Healthy Hotties, and we've been together for about a year and a half. And we all like each other very much. And we were doing like every month group goals. Like we would do self-love 1 month and kind of the courses. But then we were doing really well until I would say probably January of this year, because we had some deaths, some depression, some lots of things. And I think also we got to the comfort level of each other. I don't know what happened. So we actually really just had a, this past week, like a coming to Jesus discussion. So somebody on the call was really, I appreciated it, but it was hard to hear as perfectionist because I was thinking, because anytime I hear criticism, I think, oh, geez, I'm not living up to my expectations.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do was for next month, well, we decided also where we're, well, let me see, the people who were on the call came up with an idea that we have to pass by everybody in the group, but that each month we would each take on hosting that month's focus. So like next month, I'm going to host doing the urges focus. So I'm going to post like, here's all the modules, here's all the worksheets, here's our check-in days. And then somebody else would take the next month. And one thing we do Facebook groups, daily planning check-ins, and we'll comment on each other's plans. And then we do Marco Polo. And then we started doing every other Tuesday check-ins, like a Zoom call, just so we can physically see each other. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else just from hearing me say that we could be doing differently? Because we want to stay together and we want to get back to the weight loss part. Because I think what you said really is the goal is freaking weight loss. And that's what one of our members made loud and clear. The goal is freaking weight loss. And so if you have any ideas or just hearing it.
I got a couple. So I would take that same group and make a separate Marco Polo for chit chat.
Okay.
I would have an accountability Marco Polo, weight loss only. Because once you get comfortable with each other, you know, you do want to have like side conversations and like my kid lost a tooth and the tooth fairy came. They ain't got shit to do with weight loss. Y'all are here to lose weight. I made my plan. Here was my weight this week. I lost, gained, maintained. Here's what I'm learning in the urges. I'm eating after dinner. What is your best advice? How can y'all help me work through this? It is only accountability.
That makes a lot of sense because even a very smart person in our group said, you know, we get on this call and we start talking about what color the freaking curtains are. She's like, you know, that's great and all, but this is for, you know, this is what I want. So I think that's,
And then it's set up, like almost set an agenda for your Zoom calls.
That's like, what we talked about
doing. Yeah. Like how long are y'all on these calls?
An hour or less.
An hour or less. So the first 30 minutes is only weight loss. It's only urges. It's only monthly challenge. It's only weight. It's only have one person, have somebody like at the beginning of the, like, have like a sign up agenda. Like, you know, Holly is like wanting to talk about urges between coming home from work and dinner. Like, and y'all talk through it. And if somebody in your group has solved it, they can give their best advice, like whatever that looks like. And then if there's time at the end, if you work through everybody's weight loss stuff and you got 10 minutes, then you can talk about fluff. But you also have that fluff Marco Polo group for all the time. If y'all just wanting to, you know, chew the fat, like just hang out, chit chat about whatever's going on. But you have that dedicated weight loss accountability. Like this is where we find accountability over here.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And I will say, shout out to the Healthy Hotties, the most incredibly intelligent women I know.
I love that. Don't you love how they become like your family?
Yes, and it's my first accountability group, and they are just so, I mean, just the professions. I won't get into it, but I mean, just brilliant people. And mm-hmm. so it's very interesting to hear their feedback. And I think I really took, I've been taking notes on the side to post to my group, but I really liked the also the being critical of each other in terms of why didn't that work? What we do that to a point, but I think to where it's true accountability.
Yeah.
I think we don't do that. We don't cross that line, I think, enough.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that.
Thank you so much.
You raised your hand. That was really, really good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I know. I just, you know, like when you talk about dedication to your accountability group, who on this call has matching tattoos with their accountability partners? Anyone? I do. On our last trip, that's what we did. Yeah, we got matching tattoos. We went to Montana. My accountability group went on vacation to Montana. I know it is an accountability group level up. Yes, for sure. Yeah, we all got, the three of us went to a tattoo place and all got matching tattoos in the same spot. There you go. Shout out to my, and my accountability partner sent me this mug. She did. I didn't even think about that till just now. Yeah, it is an accountability group level up. It's on my rib. It's on my rib. So, let's see. Somebody said, how do you get on a video call? So Zoom, like we have paid Zoom so we can be on here forever and ever. But if you sign up for Zoom, you get, I think it's a 40-minute call for free. And I don't know how often is that, like, I guess you can do it as many times as you want, but you only stay on for 40 minutes. But so many people have paid Zoom from work. Susan said, my husband says he'll divorce me if I get a tattoo. So I'm waiting till we get a divorce. Susan, my husband said he would divorce me if I got a tattoo. And I now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7. And he told me he would divorce me if I got a nose ring. Look at that. Would you? Still married to that man. Yeah. Oh, you can do Google Meet for an hour. Yeah. He said he was going to divorce me. Yeah. Do you know I got this nose ring in Nashville, like last camp or something, 2 camps ago? He has never spoken about it. He never mentioned it, not one time. He's never said a word. It's like it does not exist. No, Tig, in about 48 hours, within 2 days, you'll get your registration email. I don't know why the volume is low. Is anybody else saying the volume is low? Let me see. Oh, some people say yes, some people say. I I know, girl, get your tattoo if you want to. Smart man, happy wife, happy life. Yeah. My grandmother was dead set against me getting it too. And I called her when I got my first tattoo and she said, well, at least I don't have to go to the morgue to identify your body. I can just tell them about that tattoo and I don't have to go. I was like, well, there you go, Susie. All right. All right. Anything else? Anybody else want coaching? Anybody else want to ask questions? Oh, Sally said she just messed around with it till she fixed it. You know, that's my new favorite saying, fuck around and find out. I just keep messing with something. It'll either break or fix. Either way, I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, one or the other. Okay, anything else before we hop off? This was like a little accountability get together anyway. Maria, I am not going to go through the whole accountability thing. Basically, you can go back and watch this video when it releases. But basically, if we put you in accountability group after June 1st, you do not need to do a thing. Otherwise, you need to register your group. Everybody must register. You go, Coach Lisa, on our website, nobswomen.com, you'll see Facebook and accountability. Click on that accountability tab, and that is how you either register or sign up for accountability. How do I overcome the fear of quitting on others? Any advice? Amanda, do you want to raise your hand and come on up here? We'll talk about what you're afraid of. I have a group, but not all active. I will tell you, Maria, sometimes you'll get set up with a group, and we see this in Facebook all the time. Somebody's like, we started out with four, now we have two, we're looking to add two others. If that is the case and a couple of your people have dropped off and you haven't heard from them, you can either post in the Facebook group or you can email support at pmptribe.com. Heidi is always setting up accountability groups, so she can just find you another couple people. Cheryl, I'd register all of them, Cheryl, but if you didn't, don't worry about it. My accountability partner sometimes kicks my ass. I don't know how to do that too. I'm afraid she'll reject me. How does it feel when she kicks your ass? Is it a little bit too strong? This is when you have to use your communication. Like, I love that you give me feedback, but that's a little bit too harsh for me. You need to tell her that and then model how you want it to be. So say, I see some things that I could give you a little bit of feedback on. Are you okay if I do that? And she'll say yes or no. And then you get to decide what you do from there. Mary, how do I get over not wanting to burden my group with my crap? It's not your crap. It's what you're struggling with. That's why the hell you're in accountability. They said, I want support and I want to support other women. When you sign up for accountability, that's what you're saying. I want to be supported and I want to support. You describing it as your crap. Like, we all have struggles. That's why you're in accountability. I'll go ahead, Amanda, you're not going to raise your hand. How do I overcome the fear of quitting on others? So I don't know what that means. Like, you're afraid if you don't show up or if you don't have time one day that they'll think you're quitting on them. That's where that whole conversation piece comes in. If you're not going to be around for a few days, let them know that you're not quitting on them. And if you find out that accountability isn't right for you, like if you're still showing up at accountability and you're like, oh my God, I really don't have time for this. I love these women. I don't have time for it. You're not quitting on them. You're advocating for yourself. That's what No BS is all about. And just say, I thought that accountability was going to be for me. Girl, I was so wrong. I ain't got time right now. I love y'all very much. I've had to do that before. There was a group called The Lemons. I think they're still active in No BS, The Lemons. And I joined that group. It sounded like a fun bunch of women. And I was a member, you know, I met some amazing, amazing women in that group. It was overwhelming for me. And I was like, y'all, I love y'all, but I cannot. Oh, yeah, Jean, she's still there. The lemons are still going strong. But I was like, I cannot keep up. It was too much for me. And I like just left that group. But I still love all the lemons. I still consider myself an honorary lemon because I was in there for a minute. But I love them all. I want what's best for them. But I also wanted what was best for me. At the time I joined the lemons, I was like, had three kids at home, working full time, you know, going to the life coach school, and then trying to be in accountability. Like there, it was not gonna, I had a few accountability groups and the lemons was the newest one. I wasn't as close to them and I had to let that go. And Jean's not sitting around pissed at me because I quit the lemons. Are you, Jean? They still love me. And they let me in that Marco Polo group if they wanted me to. Jean says, my accountability group is over 5 years old and some members have left. No BS, but you're still friends. Just register the people that are still there. Just register the people. But no, like the people that aren't in there, you know, they're not going to be like, you know, getting the digital swag and all that other kind of stuff. So yeah, the lemons still love me. So there's that. But you can leave. You can lovingly leave. Yeah, you can think of it as letting them down or advocating for yourself. I always err on the side of advocating for myself. Anything else? Anybody else want to raise their hand or ask a question or anything? Because we're right here for another, if you want to be, for another 8 minutes. If one person in our accountability group registered our group, we still have to individually. Yes, Tara. So how it works is when you personally fill out that form, you, Tara, when your accountability partner filled it out, she filled it out and that created a tag for her. So she gets all the stuff. Only if you fill out that form do you get that tag. That's the form is the trigger for the tag. And you need to have a tag in order to get on that email list. Dolores says it took time for our group to feel comfortable and connect to work on what we needed to work on, but it happened and continues to morph. Good experience. I can talk to them about things I can't talk about with anyone else. Yes. And know they have my interests at heart. They get it. Maria says, at camp, would you suggest the accountability group split into different rooms to get different info? The info is the same across the rooms. The only difference is whatever questions are being asked, the coach will be typing. You'll have different coaches, but the information is the same, and typically accountability groups want to stay together. Nancy says, what if one is too shy to ask to join a group? This is a great question. There's so many ways you can do accountability, even if you're shy. So a couple of things. You can say, I would rather have a text group so you don't even have to talk. Y'all would just text each other. You could even start out with one person instead of a group, just a partner. So it would just be you and one other person. And one time I was in an accountability group and we decided to do Marco Polo, which is that video, whatever, you know, app, free app that you can have. She was painfully shy. And literally every time she would get on, she still talked to us, but I know exactly what her apartment looked like because she would flip that phone around, the camera around, and like we would see her television or we would see her cat or we would see her chair or any of that kind of stuff. We didn't probably see her face for 6 months in that accountability group until she got comfortable enough to flip the camera around. Isn't that funny? Lisa, will you post the link for virtual camp in the chat, please? Someone's asking, is there a cost? There is a cost for camp. We still have swag available. I'll be talking about everything on the camp call tomorrow if you're interested in signing up for camp. Oh, Jeanette, I didn't even think about that. Having a Marco Polo group will improve my public speaking for work. That's really good. Let me see. Yes, Jen said, I do want you to complete modules 1 and 2 before you join. Now, look, Jen makes a great point in her question. For us newbies, you want us to at least complete module 2 before registering for accountability group. That hasn't changed. I'm struggling with implementing the 4Ns, so the module is taking me a lot of replays, but I'm eager to have an accountability group too. Jen, it does not say, I did not say now. I say you need to have listened to, completed modules 1 and 2. I didn't say you had to be perfect at it, Jen. You had your butt on over there and sign up for accountability. You've completed it. Yeah, you're going back and listening to it, but you know the language. You know, at least know what the 4Ns are, all the things. Girl, it ain't got to be perfect before you sign up. Just go on ahead. Head on over there, honey. Head on over there. Don't get stuck in perfectionism. Y'all listen to that. If you're new and you want to be, what that does is I've been around. I've made some plans. I'm not in overwhelm. I know I'm ready to be an accountability group, and I will be speaking the same language with my NoBS sisters. And you have all of that, Jen. Girl, if we were waiting to be perfect to join an accountability group, hell, I wouldn't be an accountability group. We would none of us be an accountability group. Girl, thank God you don't have to know everything to be, because Lord, I'd never be in one. I'd just be sitting over here by myself. So yeah, you don't worry about that. All right. I'm glad I never thought about that, Jen. That is a great thing. You know, like, I love that you said that, asked that question, because, you know, I bet a lot of women delay because they think they have to be perfect at it. So I love that you asked that question. See, people ask stuff and I didn't even think about it. So good. That's why I love these calls and seeing what y'all say, because then I know what y'all are thinking. Thank you, Jen, for speaking up. All right. Anything else? What can you say or respond when an accountability member seems to have an excuse to their actions and not see things? So just say, I noticed that you've got an excuse. Do you want us to help you work on that? Do you want me to call you out every time I hear it? Is this something that you're wanting to work on right now, or are you working on other things? Because I would love to help you figure out this excuse if you want us to. It's like getting that permission and saying, is this even something you want to work on? Because I'm noticing it. And if you don't want to work on it, if you're working on like relationship or loving yourself or whatever, and weight loss is not your focus right now, that's totally fine. But if you want me to help you, I see some things I could maybe give you some advice on. All right. Anything else? I'm so excited for accountability. Make sure you get registered. It's going to be so good. The swag, I saw it yesterday for accountability, is off the chain. We're even going to send you a little something extra. I think Jen, my comms Jen that now helps me, she's working on something. We found something in the bowels of the Dropbox yesterday for y'all. She was like, wouldn't this be fun to give to the accountability? I love it. So excited. So make sure you all get registered. Oh, Tara, I'll see you there. 21 days to camp. So yeah, communication is key with your accountability groups. Just tell them how often you're going to be there. You're not going to show up. You are going to show up. What's going on? So y'all have a great day. If you haven't registered for accountability, register your group. If you want to sign up. We'll be more than happy to put you in a group. Accountability is awesome. But remember, it's available to everybody, but it's not for everybody. And if it's not for you, then don't force yourself. You find the other things inside of NoBS. There's plenty. There is plenty of ways that we can help you lose weight without accountability. Just know that. So... Anonymous says I'm holding off because I feel like I only have 10 pounds to lose, and she's gonna sound like a wife. First of all, you need to work on that thought. but we also are asking on this new form how much weight you have to lose. So there is a 20 pounds to maintenance selection. So go over there, mark that one. Yeah, if you sign up for a group, like you want to be in a group and we put you in a group, you do not have to go back and register that group. As soon as you fill out that form in any way, shape, form, or fashion, either to sign up for accountability or to register it, you get that tag. You have everything you need. You have your names on that email list. So if you sign up and we put you in a group, you're on the list. You do not need to go back and register it. We're just, with the registration, we're just trying to capture, well, first of all, everybody we set up before June 1st when we burnt down the whole process, as well as those organic groups that just form and happen through Facebook or just knowing each other ahead of time or, you know, camp groups or any of that kind of stuff. We're just wanting to support you too. And the way the old form was set up, we couldn't capture all those people. So we just want to make sure we capture them. All right, y'all. Have a great Friday, an amazing Friday. Talk to your accountability partners. Level that shit up. And then check your email if you're already registered or we've put you in an accountability group. Monday, you will be getting your first official monthly accountability newsletter. Da-da-da! I'm excited. Bye, y'all.